AM 1420, FM 103.1, coast to coast at WAMV103.com. You know, it should be no surprise that mental health problems escalate during added stress of the holidays, and financial strain, social isolation, unmet expectations, and unhealthy coping mechanisms are just some of the elements that can affect mental health. And joining us today are Jeff Winton, founder and CEO of the nonprofit Rural Minds, and Nikki Schaefer, director of occupational health and wellness at Pfizer. And good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a pleasure to have you. So what are some of the real challenges that people face at this time of year?
Some of the challenges are that social isolation or loneliness, when there's so many things happening that we may have to work and can't attend family events, or even just not feeling really welcomed at some of those family events. And so isolation and loneliness doesn't have to be...
It doesn't have to happen that way?
Correct. And then financial strain. We often set really unrealistic expectations for ourselves that could put us into a financial strain, thinking we have to buy the right gift or a certain cost amount or go above and beyond in what we do. And it's just the stress of timing too. So many added events and other appointments that we aren't used to having to deal with.
A lot of stress because of financial strain.
Yes, Bob, yes. I would add that especially in the rural communities that we serve, especially in those that are focused on agriculture, it's a constant roller coaster. And as a dairy farmer, I know that firsthand myself. And so there are some months where you're able to pay your bills, other months where you're hoping and praying you can pay them. So there's never an overabundance of financial resources. And so you then fast forward to this time of year where, again, the expectation is you buy people nice gifts, you entertain, you do other things that cost some money, and it becomes particularly challenging for those people who are already facing financial difficulty.
And can this lead to unhealthy coping mechanisms as well?
Well, certainly.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, we didn't dance that one very well.
Well, you
please, Doctor,
do it.
Go ahead.
So it definitely can lead to unhealthy habits, such as increased alcohol consumption, decreased sleeping, and just decreased self-care in general from, you know, normal ways that we would decrease our stressors in our day-to-day life, we just limit those during the holiday because there's so many other pressures.
What about seasonal affective disorder, known as SAD? Because I first ran into that when I had grown up in California, and then I moved to Nashville, Tennessee, and it was overcast all the time, the temperatures dropped, and I didn't know what was going on. I never felt that way, but it come to realize now that it was seasonal affective disorder. But what about SAD during the holiday period?
Well, I can say, as someone who lives and farms in the snow belt of upstate New York, where we just recently got six feet of snow off from Lake Erie.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know.
Is something that is alive and well, unfortunately, and that a lot of people struggle with. Because even though the snow is beautiful and white this time of year, it looks like a Courier and Ives picture, the days are long and the sun isn't necessarily shining while the snowstorms are rolling in. So for almost 2 weeks, we lived through this snow event, and even I started to feel the effects of not having sunlight, which was the first time, I think, probably in my entire life that I had felt that. We normally see sun now and then, but in a case where you're living in an extreme weather environment like where I live, it's something that many people do struggle with.
Well, so what are some of the solutions for all that goes on this time of year that would really work against somebody?
So some of the solutions are really setting those realistic expectations. So when we're talking about the financial stressors or the concerns, set realistic goals. You don't need to buy the most expensive gift or buy a gift for everyone. Really focus on making memories and the times that you're able to be together with friends or family, and recognizing within yourself when you are feeling those extra stressors or feeling stressed, and then prioritizing tasks and delegating responsibilities where you can, and some things as simple as getting outside. Now, again, as farmers and people in rural America, there are more opportunities or many times where we're already outside. But even as you just heard Jeff talking about, the sunshine is so important. If we can just get out for even 30 minutes, take a walk down the lane, take a walk down the road, if you live in a community where you have around the block, whatever you can do to just increase a bit of physical activity outside of our normal day-to-day activities and be outside, that sunshine and fresh air really does go a long way in helping us from supporting our own mental health.
So take the dog for a walk, something like
yep.
that.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest reasons to have a dog is get to take them for a walk. And this can be done in the city. This can be done certainly in rural areas. Jeff, tell us a little bit about the nonprofit Rural Minds. What is the purpose of the organization?
Well, Rural Minds was founded 3 years ago as a result of a family tragedy that happened in my farm family. And after this became very personal, we realized that there was a lot that needed to be done to help support the 46 million people that live and work in rural America. That's 14% of our population in the United States, so it's not insignificant. Mm-hmm. So our goal is to shine a light on the growing epidemic. Unfortunately, we have in rural America, where farmers are twice as likely to die by suicide as any other occupation, and people in general in rural America are much more likely to suffer from mental illness and to consider suicide than people in suburban and urban areas. We've really spent the last 3 years since we were founded in addressing the stigma, because mental illness is still highly stigmatized, especially in rural areas, and people don't feel comfortable talking about schizophrenia, talking about depression, talking about alcohol use disorder. We've got people finally to talk about cancer and diabetes and certainly COVID publicly, but mental illness is still one of those hidden illnesses that people are uncomfortable talking about. So we've got a number of resources and some new programs that can be found on our website, which is ruralminds.org. And we suggest and would encourage people to check our website out and see if there are some helpful resources for them, including this time of year. This discussion that Nikki and I are having with you, Bob, elements of that can also be found on our website.
That sounds great. Well, Nikki Schaefer, tell us where the website is.
It's ruralminds.org is the place to check out for all of your mental health resources to start, and obviously also seek professional help at any healthcare provider or using the national 988 number to call if you have a crisis.
988. That's a good number to remember. Maybe write down on your refrigerator door. keep it handy. Or if you live in the rural areas, maybe you still have an ice box. I doubt it. But anyway, I want to thank both of you. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I would just like to add, again, from a rural perspective, is that even though the resources that people in rural America have are limited, that there is help out there, but you first have to admit that you or a loved one needs help, and then you need to proactively seek that help. But there is adequate help, but it starts with you.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Jeff Winton and Nikki Schaefer, thank you both for being with us. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you very much.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too. And God bless you.